T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
404 DGS. Happy Monday. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So, I don't know what happened over the weekend. Like, I don't remember a bunch of rain. I remember, like, I was up really late on Saturday night, and I remember, like, some thunder and lightning. But did a lot of that miss us?
The heaviest was just to our south, but yeah, we got some rain anyway. Just kind of a gloomy weekend more than anything else that brought some rain.
Yeah. And tomorrow's going to be pretty decent, I guess.
Tomorrow's almost an instant replay of today. So it's not a bright, sunny day. It's not a perfect day as far as sunshine is concerned, but it's dry. Kind of a mix of clouds and sunshine. There'll be times there'll be some sun. There'll be times there'll be some clouds. But it stays quite cool, about 62, 63 for the high. Chilly again Tuesday night, 42 degrees. We stay in this cool weather pattern. And as Tony knows, it's the BlackBerry winter.
Yeah, Dave, I'm getting a little tired of the BlackBerry winter. I'm ready to warm back up.
It's around the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, so we're kind of right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Wednesday, sunny, 65 degrees. Thursday, sunny, 68, so we're starting to creep up. Friday, partly sunny, 70. There should be a couple of showers, a couple of non-severe thunderstorms over the weekend, but the moisture that will be coming up from the Gulf of Mexico is going to be very limited. No all-day rains, and I'm not convinced at this point that we're going to see much in the way of rain over the weekend, but the cool spell will continue through the weekend. And then, as we've been talking about for about a week here, after about the 20th of May, we should just jump right into summer weather.
Have you guys seen the Kentucky Derby story?
Yeah.
I just know that the horse failed a drug test.
So
funny
he's
as
a
that
junkie.
Is.
So the guy whose horse it is, you may picture him if you ever watched a horse race. He wins them all. He's got white hair and sunglasses.
Oh,
handsome guy.
Yep.
So this is like the
sixth
allegation he's had like in a year. And his story is that one of the grooms, one of the guys that takes care of the horse, drank a bunch of cough medicine, peed on the hay, and then the horse ate the hay, and that's what happened. Like, even if that's the truth, come up with a different story.
Yeah, we need a better story than
that. Yeah, that sounds insane.
No.
You would think that the composition of the cough medicine would change, too, if it was coming out as human urine.
You would think.
I mean, I'm not a scientist or anything.
Right. That's a pretty specific area of science. But, yeah, that just seems like pretty weird.
And we've talked about these type of people before. Like, I think Donald Trump is a good example of one of these people. Roger Clemens, I think, of back during the steroid trial, was one of these people. They've been so rich and so powerful for so long, and they have always surrounded themselves and just been around people that will always go along.
Always believe them.
Always believe them. Always go along with what they say, and never push back. And so he thinks that the whole world is that way, and he can come up with this ridiculous excuse and expect people who don't care about, I don't care who this guy is.
He thinks everyone out there
is
going to be a bootlicker.
Yeah, I don't care who this guy is. And I can tell you, he's lying, because that is a ridiculous story. So, but he's not, there are people that are just so isolated from the real world, and they just think, they've got enough money and enough influence, and they've and nobody can nobody in their life can ever tell them no.
And Ray, speaking of Trump in this story,
yeah, he released an official statement about the situation. I was personally waiting for his take on this, so I'm glad that he blessed us. He said, "So now even our Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit is a junkie. This is emblematic of what is happening to our country. The whole world is laughing at us as we go to hell on our borders, our fake presidential election, and everywhere else." I just love that he called the horse a junkie, as if the horse is like, come on, man, just one more hit.
Look, dude, Biden's president, okay? Just give me... be on the hay. Just be on the hay and let me eat it.
It says that the horse...
Well, what guy hasn't done that?
Yeah, I'm going to drink a bunch of cough medicine and pee where this horse eats.
Yeah, why would you pee on the hay of the Kentucky Derby? That's just disrespectful. I don't want to know what a picogram is, but the horse had 11 picograms of the anti-inflammatory above the legal limit in Kentucky racing.
And it was his sixth one in about a year for this guy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What a junkie.
And a message to the desk of Donald J. Trump. All of the political issues that you are fighting right now are fine. You can fight whatever political issues you want. This story about the Kentucky Derby is not analogous.
Has
to
nothing.
Kind of dilutes the message a little bit.
To do
or the election,
yes,
or anything. You can fight your fight. And investigate your investigations. Yeah,
people coming from El Salvador to cross the border has nothing to do.
But this is not, this is
with
not.
With jacking up a horse.
Right. This is not the connection that you're trying to make.
Did you guys see this survey out of Britain that says two-thirds of British men say they would rather die 10 years early than give up meat in their diet?
That's not even a close one for me.
No.
There might be something I'd die. I mean, obviously, you die 10 years early, like to cure your kid's cancer or something, right. But I wouldn't do it for burgers.
More than 1 in 20 men surveyed also said they would rather go to jail than stop eating meat.
What's going on in Great Britain?
Wow. Kidding.
Some of the men said that giving up meat would make them feel less masculine. And a third said that they believed humans were meant to eat meat.
You know what? If
that could
not
be,
eating
for 10
meat
years?
Would make you feel less masculine, you're not masculine.
Right.
I'm so sick. Look, toxic masculinity, what the hell ever. But I'm so sick of like stuff like that.
Well, that's making masculinity into a meme. Like the whole like bacon on everything. Like that's not real, guys. That doesn't actually make you manly. It's just something that people do on the internet. I was going to ask what you would die 10 years early for if there was anything.
I mean, other than like what you said, other than the obvious, like
right. To
save my kid's life or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
I can't
is there
think
something
of...
I would give up in my life or was is there something I wouldn't give up in my lifestyle?
Now, if I were 20 and you said some wizard stepped in and said, look, you can live to 70 and you're going to have an amazing life. You're going to travel. You're going to have love. You're going to this and that. Or you can live to 80 and take your chances. I'll take the first one.
Yeah. I get that.
So, if I'm given that kind of choice, but there's no, like, thing mm-hmm. that I would say.
I think that's a wizard. I think that's Satan who's visited you.
Satan's a wizard. Yoda's a wizard.
Yoda's a wizard.
How about Yoda? I'll give you that.
Can you think of one, Rach?
I mean, I would give up, like, 10 years. And Tony's going to yell at me for this because he's always like, I wouldn't die one day sooner for my pets. But if I could have more time with my cat, if I could give her 10 more years and take off 10 years of mine,
I would. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, something in your own
lifestyle.
Just 10?
Like, I thought you were going to say if Lucy could live until I'm 70, I would die with her. But you'd give up 10 of your lives to give her another 10.
Yeah, probably.
That's amazing. Good for you.
I mean, assuming I'm going to live a long time.
We did this about a year ago. And Tony
was like, not one second.
Like, I wouldn't give up 10 seconds
for my dogs
to let my dog live the rest of, eternity.
No. And I stand by that. And I love my dogs. But I'm not trading my life for their life. Are you crazy? My dogs aren't raising my kids.
Well, yeah, I don't have kids. I just have a kitty.
No, but I meant like
on Twitter, I would love to know, are you a Tony or a Rachel when it comes to your pets?
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. Dave, what about you? Oh, Dave's already making a face. He's a Tony. I can tell right now.
No, I'm closer to Rachel on this, as far as pets are concerned. But I can't think of anything that you know, for 10 years of my life? No.
So, no. Dave, your two dogs you have right now, because you always have two.
If they're right here at my feet.
If they could live until you die, would you take 10 years off?
Well, I'm 67 already, so how long do I get?
You get another good 30.
A good 30? Yeah. Oh, I don't want another good 30.
Well, then there you go. Those dogs get to live the whole time.
Klein?
You know, probably not. Probably
I feel
not.
Horrible saying this, but I'd say before kids, I would have said, I kind of want my dog to live as long as possible. That meant I got more time with my dog than, yes, so be it. Now the thing's more of a nuisance than anything.
Yeah. So, oh, my Lord.
Wow.
I'm going the Tony route.
Dave's like, can I take his last 10 and tack it onto mine?
Let me turn it around this way. What if you would get 20 good years tacked onto your life, but the dogs die today?
Oh, my
Sold.
Gosh. Tony? Wow.
Sold.
20
wow.
years on my life?
Yes.
20 more years 20 with my kids?
Years. Yes.
20 more good years with my kids.
They're taking the dogs today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are cold.
Yeah. I get to see a... So, wait a minute. I get to see a whole nother
generation... Hey, the Humane Society's on the phone, guys.
I get to see a whole nother generation of my family, or my dogs live a little bit longer. I'll experience my great-grandkids
so
and watch
you
them
go home tonight,
grow up.
And you're like, hey, Christine, what's up? And she's like... The dogs died. Are you like, yes!
No, I would be heartbroken.
I
and
got
I
20
would
be, more years. Dave's a wizard.
Our dogs are very well
Dave's
cared
Satan.
For. They, if they get sick, if they need a medical procedure, we will provide all of that. But I'm not trading my time with my
what
kids
I love,
and my family.
You guys can't see. Is Tony and Klein both look like they just smelled poop. Like, as they're saying this, they're
like
making
even,
this face. They're like, what are you even talking to me about dogs?
Because it's not even a consideration.
I mean, I'm a little disgusted by myself, but yeah, I'm still
probably
going
not me. Not me. Dave, how about you?
No, I wouldn't give up anything. But I would think about it for more years. Because dogs just don't live long enough. Yeah. They just don't live long enough for as far
Rach,
as compared
is there
to human.
Anything that like 30, you're gonna live to 100 and you're gonna look just like you are now, and you're gonna have the best life ever, but when you go home, Lucy's not there.
I would not do it. I really love her. And I know people are out there going, oh, you're an idiot. And maybe I am, but that's how I feel. I don't have kids, so she fills an emotional part
sure.
of life for me. So I just my cat has FIV, so she's not gonna live as long as a normal kitty. And that's something that like really upsets me when I think about it. So these games are like not as fun for me. I'm like, no, I'll do anything to keep her with
Rachel. What do you think your cat would do, Rachel?
I really think she would do the same. We love each other very much. We're best buds. She's probably on the phone right now like, so hold on, you're telling me.
We learned a lot about each other during that segment.
Yep. I don't think anybody learned anything about me. I think that...
No, I pretty much knew that.
Before we go, I have to say the Dave Murray segment is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
Brought to you by the APCA.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate
right.
it. 423 DGS. You know the coolest place to get your vaccine?
Where?
Dracula's Castle. In Transylvania, there's a real Dracula's Castle.
Yeah.
And they're giving vaccines. Because, one, they want to encourage people to get vaccines.
Is it a blood transfusion?
And you did that well. And, two, they people aren't going to Dracula's Castle anymore, like tourists. So they want to remind people.
That wasn't a priority during the worldwide pandemic.
Yeah, evidently not.
I would love to get my vaccine there.
Yeah, right?
Have you guys seen that now on TikTok especially, there's like the cool vaccines and the uncool vaccines?
No.
Like
apparently, the cool ones?
Apparently Moderna is the cool one.
Oh,
wait,
my
no,
God.
Wait, no, sorry. Pfizer's the cool one. Wait,
cool.
I got to look it up.
Pfizer's the cool
Which
one. Everybody knows that.
Vaccine is the cool
and
one.
And why?
All I know is Johnson & Johnson is not cool.
You nerds aren't cool unless you got Moderna like me.
Jeez.
Let's
you
see.
Might be the only Moderna guy I know.
Really? No kidding? Huh.
All I know
is a lot of Pfizer, and I know a few Johnson & Johnsons.
Pfizer vaccine, cool. Let's see. I can't figure out which one it is, but I did see an article earlier that Gen Z is arguing over it.
Look here. David, Pfizer. Tony, Pfizer,
yeah.
Klein, Moderna. What is
which way are you going?
I plead
which
one's a cool the one? Fifth.
You guys familiar with Faces of Death?
Oh, yes.
Rachel, probably not. It's
that was a
horrible.
Big thing when I was
back
young.
In the '80s. Mm-hmm. There were these Faces of Death movies, mm-hmm. which I guess were real, and mm-hmm. and they were like
for the most part, yes,
deaths. I remember I was in a Christian rock band back then, believe it or not, and we were hiring a new sound man, and he came in, this weirdo, and he's like, yeah, I'm working for the slaughterhouse, and first they make you watch these movies to get you used to gore, which, first of all, we should have just called the police right then, because that's yeah. a crazy thing to say, and then he puts it on, VHS, the one I remember is a guy getting eaten by a crocodile.
It's like the worst of the dark web before there was a dark
yes.
web.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So it's real deaths.
And people would
so
like
snuff films.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know how you. I don't need. You know, it was always like, just like a person you knew had their big brother's friend had a copy of one. Like, you know, you couldn't go and get them, but mm-hmm. they were like made and mass produced by somebody somewhere.
Yep.
Of just they would find actual footage of people dying in accidents, in wars. In nature.
Well, now.
And then they would just put them all together and put them on these videotapes.
Mm. Further evidence that we are bereft of ideas. There's a new movie coming out based on Faces of Death where a young woman stumbles across and doesn't know whether they're real or not. And then hilarity ensues.
And they're haunted.
I'm not going back to the whole living another 20. I'm not sure if I want. Yeah. What a dumb world.
See
this is
why I'm giving
into.
Up 10 years for my cat? It's not worth it.
It was one of those things that scared. Just the idea of like, hey, I think we can get a copy. Look, would you want to watch it? Like, no. It scared me, legitimately scared me when I was a kid.
Some fun facts.
Yes, please.
2 million years ago, there was a species of rodent that was as big as a hippopotamus.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's a big rat.
I love the way you said rodent and hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
Man, hippopotamus.
Oh, boy, hippopotamus.
They are some dangerous.
Oh, boy, that's a big rat.
Oh, boy, them hippopotamus eat you up. They're dangerous animals.
Also, the cartoon guy in the can of Pringles, who looks like Mark Close,
yeah?
has a
yeah.
name.
Mr. Oh, Close.
Julius Pringles.
I was going to say, I've heard it before. Yeah.
Julius Pringles.
Julius
at your service.
Pringles of the Webster Pringles.
I'm surprised they haven't done something silly with him like they did with the Peanut.
Baby Nut, Baby Pringle.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll be in Faces of Death. 4:37. Been more people canceled today. The Golden Globes are not going to air. Evidently, the foreign press are bad people, even though Hollywood's been kissing their ass for all these years. And, oh, my gosh, the foreign press. Thank you so much, the foreign press. I guess they have some sort of issues with there aren't enough African-Americans involved. And so Tom Cruise is giving back his Golden Globes. And Scarlett Johansson says, you know, they're terrible. And NBC is no longer going to air them. So Golden Globes gone. Foreign press, terrible people. Now, I don't know anything about it. Maybe they are. And then Seth Rogen rolled over and his good pal, James Franco. And now Franco's canceled, so just keep a running tally.
Why Franco?
Oh, he has a long history of allegations of being what, Rach? How would you couch it?
Well, he solicited nude photos from an underage girl. He was trying to get her to come to his hotel room, and like she told him she was 17 years old, and he just kept pushing through. That happened a couple years ago, and then he has a bunch of allegations of misconduct against like an ex-girlfriend. I think she said that he choked her and like forced her to perform a sex act, and then all this stuff with the acting school he was running. Apparently, he was pressuring women into doing sex scenes and not paying them and things like that. The Seth Rogen thing is so interesting to me because in 2018, he joked about the underage girl thing. And he said, yeah, I went undercover as a 17-year-old and I tricked James Franco into messaging me. Ha, ha, ha. And now a couple years later, he's like, yeah, I really wish I wouldn't have made that joke. And what's the difference between then and now? Oh, the climate is less friendly,
yeah.
So you have less reason to be friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you stuck up for him a couple years ago and seemingly nothing has changed between the two of you, you're realizing that the winds are changing, so you're changing too.
If award show ratings weren't in the toilet, do you think this would be happening?
Nope.
Pretty easy mm-hmm. to cancel a show mm-hmm. that's doing terribly. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the Golden Globes are doing as bad as the Oscars, but I know that across the board, those types of shows.
There's so much hypocrisy. I used to like Sarah Silverman. She's an acquired taste. She's pretty in your face. But
she was plain spoken.
Yes.
Agree with her or not,
yes.
She didn't play games.
And she came out about, 2 weeks ago and said, look, I just want to apologize. I've done some really, I've been mean, and I want to apologize for that. Good for you. Did you hear what she said about Caitlyn Jenner?
No.
She called her the word for women that starts with a TW because Caitlyn came out, she's running for California governor, and said, as a trans woman and as an Olympian, I don't support trans women competing in women's sports.
Yeah.
And so Sarah Silverman called her the word. Like, what a friggin' hypocrite. Could you call any other woman that?
No.
And so you're so supportive of trans rights that you're calling probably the most famous trans woman in the world that horrible word because they happen to have an opinion.
Yeah.
And who knows more about it than Caitlyn Jenner? She was an Olympic gold medalist and she's trans.
Yep.
I think she should be listened to on a very complicated issue. Now, you may.
Yeah, it's not like she's the end all be all, but if anyone can speak out about it, she's going to have more experience.
And certainly you can disagree with her, but really? Yeah. That's your go to?
When did name calling become okay? I guess only on if you fall on one side. I mean, it's. Look what happened to Senator Tim Scott last week. A racial slur is trending on Twitter for hours. And it's okay because he's a Republican? Like, what?
Yeah, it makes me very... So Sarah Silverman also called Caitlyn Jenner transphobic. And I think it's really weird to... I'm not saying that Caitlyn's, incapable of being transphobic, but a cisgendered woman saying that about a trans woman, it's not your place.
Pretty gutsy.
It's not your place. And the Senator Tim Scott... especially white people who want to go after him and call him a racist or, things we can't say on the air. You're such an idiot. This is not your place to insert yourself into conversations like this. Back off. What do you think you're accomplishing other than you're bullying someone?
Yeah. Caitlyn is just done because the left hates her because of her saying, I don't think trans women should compete in women's sports. And then today she came out and said, no, Joe Biden is the president. Because I believe in the system. And now the right, at least the MAGA right, are going after her because, of course, Donald Trump's still the president because the election was stolen, the whole bit. So.
But no, the MAGA right doesn't matter in California. I mean,
no.
You just got to win the votes.
But I mean, here, my point is this. Here's an obviously intelligent human.
Yes.
Who is giving her opinion on things she has some knowledge of.
Yeah.
Which are reasonable. Is it completely outside the realm of possibility to think that maybe trans women shouldn't compete in women's sports? I don't think that's the craziest thing anyone's ever said. You may disagree, but it's something open for discussion.
We should be able to have the conversation without throwing around words like transphobia.
And is it an insane thing to say that Joe Biden's the president? Is it an insane, absolutely insane thing to say that you believe in the system? But that's the way it's treated. It's not treated like, you know what, I disagree with her. I'm not going to vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's, oh my God, what a monster. We got to change the trajectory.
Yeah.
We have got, the grown-ups need to take over.
Has to.
Have to.
Yes.
We're going to learn a lot this week with Cheney. McCarthy, Kinzinger, who's now very well known. He's a Republican House member who rejects the whole stolen election.
Mm-hmm.
And Liz Cheney, of course, rejects the whole stolen election.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that he talked to McCarthy before January 6th and said, this is going to lead to violence. And he claims that McCarthy said something very okay, Adam, blah, blah, blah. And now, look, if they remove Cheney, which I think they will.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a...
How is that
I think it's a foregone conclusion.
Which I don't understand because Donald Trump, love him or hate him, is a former president. And he's not a current candidate. And there's certainly not a bunch of evidence for a stolen election that's right there in our face that's hard to deny.
There's none.
And so...
Yeah.
There's no evidence that it was a stolen election. So I'm waiting. I would love to see it, but there's none. And it seems that the official stance is becoming the election was stolen without any evidence.
And
so because Liz Cheney will not say that the election was stolen.
She can't be in leadership.
That is, I mean, whatever. If that's the path you guys want to go down, I think it's a really, really dangerous path. But it's their choice to make, I guess. It makes no sense at all to me, but...
Both parties have really shown what happens to people if they step out of line. The powers that be.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're right. Doesn't matter if you're sensible. If you're not a team player at the end of the day, you end up on the wrong side of one
As an avowed independent moderate, I can tell you the fact that I am still on the air... much less successful, is a miracle. Because this is not the season to be a moderate, at least out of the closet, in politics or media.
I think most people are fed up. And that's why this show is so popular. And why those opinions are so popular. I don't know how you could. I honestly don't know how you could be all in on one of these parties. Because... there's so much to keep up with. All the rules and what line do we have to follow now and what's our agenda and what's the talking points. They're both so complicated.
10 years ago,
and
you had Reagan Republicans and you had Tea Party and you had Blue Dog Democrats and now you got two.
Yeah.
4:53. I always go long on that segment, so we're going to have a short one here. But at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to my friend George Rosenthal, who is one of the owners of ThrottleNet. You're going to want to hear this. First of all, we're going to talk about this big hack that we've had on the pipeline. What is it? How do they do it? What does it mean? More importantly, we're going to hear what it means to you. You know, like, how do you get hacked? How do you avoid it? But how big a deal is it? What happens? That kind of stuff. You guys want to hear a really weird fun fact?
Mm-hmm.
Really disturbing?
That doesn't sound very fun.
It is.
All right.
A famous Canadian hunter named Francis Horton shot a deer in the late 1960s but didn't have any teeth. What do you think happened next? He pulled the deer's teeth, made dentures for himself.
Oh, the man didn't have any teeth.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were saying
ate it.
My mind was going in a different direction.
I thought the deer didn't have teeth.
The deer with his own teeth?
Yes!
That's messed up.
Right?
That is messed up.
I mean,
are deer teeth similar enough to human teeth?
I'm Googling them.
That you can...
Francis Wharton.
Wow, they're pretty similar. I mean, they're not like a dead ringer or anything, but you could chew some deer meat with that. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you're looking at a picture of Francis Wharton.
Let's look him up.
With the teeth in it.
Francis Wharton.
Let's just wait quietly.
Well, we got to go to break in 15 seconds.
When we come back, Rach is going to tell us what Francis Wharton looks like.
He looks like a guy who would eat a deer with its own teeth. That's what he looks like.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.